Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here's an interesting question. How long would it take you to fall through a hole from one side of the Earth to the other? The question is often posed to physics students who've been taught that the correct answer is 42 minutes. But now a grad student named Alex Klotz at McGill University in Montreal has come up with a different calculation that cuts that time down to 38 minutes. The finding was published in the American Journal of Physics. David Jackson is the editor of that publication and an associate professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Dickinson College. He's with us from Carlisle, Pennsylvania. David, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, do you agree with this calculation from Alex Klotz that it would take you 38 minutes to fall through the Earth to the other side?
It would take, yes, 38 minutes and 11 seconds, if I'm not mistaken.
So how are we so wrong about this before that we thought it was 42?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but the basic idea is that as physicists, we tend to make approximations. We want to simplify things as much as we possibly can so that we can get at the root of the problem, so to speak. And when these calculations have been done in the past, everyone has always assumed a uniform density Earth, so sort of a big ball, like a billiard ball. And what Klotz did was to say, well, what if we look at the real density of the Earth and redo the calculation to find out exactly how long it takes? And when he did that, well, he shaved off 4 minutes of the travel time.
Because the density towards the center is greater than it is towards the crust of the Earth?
That's exactly right.
So what are the formulas you have to use to solve this problem? What are the principles at play?
Well, basically, we're using Newtonian gravity, which is a standard thing that we teach students in introductory physics. And that's what makes this such a neat problem is if you assume the uniform density model, this is a problem that can actually be solved by students in an introductory physics course. So it's been around for decades as a homework problem in introductory physics courses. Using the actual density of the Earth is much more complicated. You have to do numerical simulations for that. But one of the neat things that Klotz showed is that if you make a different approximation, if you assume that the gravitational field strength is constant inside the Earth, then you can also solve that just as easily, and it is remarkably close to the actual solution, the so-called Prem solution that he calculated numerically.
So let's look at this practically. If there were a hole that went all the way through from, let's say, the United States through to China, as they always do in cartoons,
right?
Wouldn't you stop in the middle or would you continue to fall through?
You would actually. So what would happen if I took a billiard ball and I held it at the top of this hole and then I dropped it? So it would not be moving the moment I released it. It would start to speed up, and it would continue to speed up until at the center of the Earth, it would be moving at over 17,000 miles per hour. And then on the second half of the trip, it would slow down and slow down and slow down. So by the time it got to the surface of the Earth on the other side of the planet, it would not be moving.
Hmm.
You could just reach out and grab it.
But it would keep falling all the way through.
It would. It would go all the way through and come to rest on the other side. And if someone didn't grab it, then it would come back through the center of the Earth again, and it would arrive back where I am.
Now, the other interesting thing here is you say it would take just as long for that ball to fall through if it were going all the way to the other side of the globe as if it were going just from, let's say, San Francisco to Los Angeles.
That's right. So if you drill a straight line hole from San Francisco to Los Angeles, the time would be exactly the same.
How is that possible?
Well, it turns out that the force of gravity is going to be acting for a smaller amount of time, but it's going to be angled. You're not going to be pulled straight to the center. You're going to be pulled sort of at an angle, so the effect is weaker. But you're not traveling for quite as far, and so those two effects kind of cancel each other out.
And by the way, if you look at the moon, which obviously is a different size and has different density, the time that it would take you to fall from one side to the other if there were a hole through the moon would be different as well.
It would be different, although it turns out that the formula that gives you this time depends only on the density of the planet. And since the moon's density is approximately the same as the Earth, the time would be pretty close. It'd be about 53 minutes instead of 38 minutes.
You know, whenever you watch these science fiction movies about going to places far in outer space, they usually involve going through some kind of wormhole because otherwise it would just take too long to get there. Do you see that happening at any point, that we discover some quick way to get from one side of the universe to the other?
Well, if you've seen the movie Interstellar, that's what that is all about. And while it's a fascinating concept for a science fiction movie, I think we're quite a ways away from making that happen.
David Jackson, associate professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Dickinson College. He's the editor of the American Journal of Physics, and you can link to their article about falling through the Earth at our website, herenow.org. David, thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.